from the news desk, which today comes to you live from my kitchen table, where I'm making myself a sandwich, because as long as I'm not getting any sex tonight, I might as well have some kind of pleasure. Sorry. This is Todd Lyons, and here's today's top story. Rumsfeld blames fiasco on faulty simulations. Dateline White House, USA. Outgoing Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference in the White House today, still insistent that the shaky ground of the occupation in Iraq is no way his fault. He instead blamed the quagmire on faulty simulations provided by the Department of Defense in 2002 and 2003. You go to war with the simulations you have, not the ones you want, stated Rumsfeld. The Pentagon really let us down on this one. As you can see, the simulations had the coalition of the willing, shown here as He-Man, totally kicking Cobra Commander's ass, he continued, holding up the action figures for the assembled press corps. What we were led to believe would happen afterwards, however, proved not to be the case. The sims were faulty in that we were unable to get a Skeletor to stand in as the Iraqis, as the president never let him out of his sight. Additionally, Lisa, he said, referring to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, busted into my toy chest, stole Beastman, and totally rubbed all the fuzz off of him. Rumsfeld then yielded the podium to Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita. DeRita in turn blamed the failure to account for Iraq's insurgency on what he called a combination of our total ignorance of Iraqi culture and budget cuts. I mean, in 2002 we had like three guys here who spoke Iranian, and I only found out that Iraq has no U a few days ago. Can't those tards even spell English rightly? Once White House security had cleared the room of those unpatriotic reporters that had booed and hissed at the candid admission from DeRita, he continued. Budget cuts after the fall of the Iron Curtain hamstrung our simulation capabilities. Our last system, the Nintendo Game Boy, was purchased in late 1990 to simulate Operation Desert Storm. You totally can't use them in the dark, and someone ate Cheezies and got the screen all covered in grody orange fingerprints. Also, Tetris is jammed in there real good and it needs new batteries. The Game Boy procurement, originally to cost $129 US per unit, was plagued by production delays at Rockwell. With those delays came a considerable increase in the cost of the program. By the time the ruggedized Game Boy started field testing in 1994, the unit price had ballooned to $40,000 US each. By comparison, in World War II, Rockwell built the successful P-51 Mustang fighter for $50,000 US apiece. Incoming Secretary of Defense Robert M. Gates is hopeful for the future. For the moment, the free world is stuck with the action figure-based sims, but I'm proud to announce that we've just drafted a simulation modernization program and put it out to tender. I'm totally hoping for an Xbox for Christmas. That'd be wicked! From the news desk, this is Todd Lyons. They don't pay me enough for this shit.